This is From the Voicemail of the British Government, a Sherlock fanfiction written by Lavian and read by Podlizzy and In the Bottle. Sunday. Hello. You have reached the voicemail of
Mycroft Holmes.
Please leave a message. Sir, this is Agent El Masri, reporting from, reporting in, sir. The doctor and I have arrived safely and will join the others for the orientation in an hour. The doctor seems to be in rather a good mood and said he's especially looking forward to the obstacle course on Tuesday afternoon. He said he hopes they have dustbins. Apparently those always give him trouble. He also said you're not going to bribe him into talking your, the flatmate into taking another case for you. If the pouting hadn't been so bad, he never would have left London. I didn't comment on that, sir, but please allow me to thank you again for giving me this opportunity. I've heard a lot about these courses and appreciate the chance to improve my skills. I'll report in daily as ordered. Please be assured that the doctor will be kept safe at all times.
Simmons. I've taken up position in the flat opposite to Target's own for observation. There's enough detritus here to make it look like the waiting area at Heathrow's Terminal 3. If this is from our own guys, they should be disciplined. You could say, put them on the real unpopular, Simon. Just a suggestion, sir. If this isn't from our own people, we should tighten security. I can track at least 8 different people in the last 2 months alone, and those are just the sloppy ones. Someone's carved IOU into the windowsill. It's a marble windowsill. They must have been really bored. Can't imagine why. The target left the sofa twice today. Both times in the direction of the bathroom. No further activity to report. He just lay there with his face pressed into the armrest and stared at the coffee table. Bit creepy. But then I suppose you'd know, wouldn't you, sir?
Monday. Hello, you have reached the voicemail of
Mycroft Holmes.
Please leave a message. Sir, this is Agent El Masri reporting in. The orientation yesterday went well, though some of the members of MI6 didn't seem too happy to see us there. They seem to think these training exercises aren't suitable for civilians. The doctor very politely informed them that he used to serve, and they backed off a little, but I'm keeping an eye on them. Today we learned how to escape from various forms of bondage. The doctor did surprisingly well with handcuffs, but was rather hopeless when it came to any sort of knot. I suggested he take up carrying a pocket knife or some sort of device to get him out of sticky situations. He said he wasn't that kind of doctor. I've no idea what he was talking about.
Simmons. Target spent the morning drinking his way through 27 different brands of tea. He made extensive notes, presumably on flavour and whatever it is people look for in their tea. Since no one saw fit to provide me with coffee or food, I went to the sunny place across the street. Unfortunately, I met the landlady there. I've no idea how she identified me as one of yours, but she invited me in for some, and I quote, proper food, you poor thing. I declined, but she insisted. She made me toast. Even more unfortunately, the target wandered into her kitchen while I was still there. He was looking for coffee, but the moment he saw me, I swear he got this gleam in his eyes. He rattled off several details about me that were of a very personal nature, and used them to cast aspersion on my character. About the only thing he didn't insult was my skin colour. I'm not sure if that's a line he won't overstep or if he simply didn't think it enough of a challenge. The landlady apologised on his behalf and made me some sarnies to take back to my spot. Target spent the afternoon repeating the tea experiment with a spoonful of sugar. Riveting, I'm sure.
Tuesday.
Hello, you have reached the voicemail of
Mycroft Holmes.
Please leave a message.
Sir, this is Agent El Mastery. The obstacle course went well, though the doctor and I aren't among the top teams. He really does have a problem with certain types of urban barriers. I've never seen anyone go down with a wheelie bin like that. He's great at vaulting fences, but I'm afraid the MI6 blokes started to call him Oscar, after the Sesame Street character. I admit I was a bit offended on the doctor's behalf. If not sympathy, then he deserves a little respect. He may be a civilian now, but he was honourably discharged, and I can't imagine his life got any quieter since he got back, what with running around after your... with the way he's assisting his flatmate. No offence, sir.
Simmons, as per your orders, I've taken up position inside the flat. The target is just as thrilled about it as I am. He implied some less than flattering things about your character, but I'm sure he didn't mean it like that, sir. I helped the landlady clean up a bit. Turns out watching the target stare at the ceiling for 5 hours straight is even more boring up close. At least outside there were pigeons. In here, there's nothing. The target refuses to talk to me. The only reaction I got was when I sat down in the armchair with the Union Jack pillow. The target glared at me, then stomped off into his bedroom. No sound from there for the rest of the day. Request permission to go home and fetch my Kindle. I'm bored.
Wednesday.
Hello, you have reached the voicemail of...
Oh, look, a chocolate eclair.
Please leave a message.
This is Agent El Mastery. Sir, I think your brother hacked your voicemail. Again. Anyway, the doctor seems to have entered into some sort of feud with the blokes from MI6. It was track and trace day, and we did really well. You know my specialties, sir. And the doctor is very good at picking out details, which he says he learnt from his flatmate. But someone called the doctor his flatmate's sniffer dog, and someone else said the Arabian dogs were rather well known for their keen vision. And the doctor? He took offence. A lot. As did I, frankly, but I didn't challenge the whole team from MI6 to a shooting match and invite them to bring their laser scopes if they didn't feel up to the task. They said they did. The doctor said so their eyesight wasn't that inferior after all then. They said he could kiss their pal asses. He said that if they win on Friday, he and I would gladly kiss any asses presented to us. Sir, this assignment, is it a punishment for something? Only, I'd really like to know what I did wrong so I can avoid doing it again. Ever.
Simmons, your visit today didn't go over well, in case you hadn't noticed. He's been plucking and sawing away on that violin ever since. Screeching cats are more suiting to the ears. The landlady escaped to her neighbour. Lucky, lucky woman. Target still isn't talking to me, so I decided to go snooping instead. Make a few observations of my own. Did you know his sock drawer is sorted by material rather than colour? Interesting thing is, the flatmate's sock drawer looks exactly the same. Also, the target's underwear drawer contains pants in two different sizes. I'm not implying anything, but it's terribly interesting all the same. Target's unimpressed stare when I told him was almost as good as your own, sir.
Thursday.
Hello. You have reached the voicemail of
Mycroft Holmes.
Please leave a message.
Sir, this is Agent El Mastery. Today's exercises were on stealth and creating a cover identity. I I had no idea the doctor was such a convincing liar. He told me to go a little over the top and just sort of blend it into the background. It was very impressive. MI6 made fun of him for hiding behind a woman, of course, but he just gave them very short answers, and I saw two of them taking notes on how he did it. As the woman he was certainly not hiding behind, I admit I took offence myself at some of their most, outlandish suggestions. So now the match tomorrow has taken on a more personal meaning for me as well. I apologise for losing my temper like that, sir. I'll accept any disciplinary measures you find suitable. The doctor said to ask you if we could perhaps stay another week. Apparently his flatmate stopped his sulking and left several messages to ask about pH and skincare products. The doctor said he wasn't risking his tongue to self-combusting toothpaste again. I told him toothpaste isn't a skincare product. He just nodded and said, "Exactly." Then he looked a little homesick. The doctor's life must be very odd.
Simmons. I'm not sure what happened, but if the target isn't bipolar, then at least he's doing a good job of pretending to be. He was very energetic today. As per your instructions, I cooperated with any request that didn't seem harmful. Target took full advantage. He sent me out 13 times to get him body butter, self-tan lotion, face wash, bath salt, almond oil, rose oil, jojoba oil, central and aphrodisiac body oil, baby powder, hairspray, cotton pads, underarm pads, and Mama Mew tummy rub stretch mug butter. He's been heating and mixing and making notes all day. I've no idea what exactly he's doing, but he keeps grinning. I like to go back to the empty flat across the street now, sir. Please.
Friday.
Hello. You have reached the voicemail of
Mycroft Holmes.
Please leave a message.
This is Agent El-Masri, and MI6 is toast! We took them down. The dog did some beautiful shooting, and I hit all the marks. And we kicked their pal asses. Yes, we did. Hell no, I'm not waiting till tomorrow to make this call. When I'm sober, I'm not planning to stop drinking until way after midnight. And I have to report it every day. Hoi! Next round's on me, losers! MI6 is my bitch! Best assignment ever, sir.
Simmons. I don't know what he did. The fire's out. We're fine, I think. Bit woozy. Carpet's a goner, but the target only got a little singed. He's still grinning. Look, sir. I'm very sorry I broke that ashtray. I'm sure those Czech crystal ones are hard to come by, even when you're the Queen or the British government. I didn't mean to break it. I apologize. But for God's sake, sir, get me out of here and get the flatmate back in before this freak kills us all.
Saturday.
Hello. You have reached the voicemail of
Bored.
Please leave a message.
Mycroft, I broke your toy. Get me a new one.
Hello. You have reached the voicemail of
John Watson.
Please leave a message.
John, this is Mycroft. Surely your request for a week's extension was made in jest. Agent El-Masri has already received your train tickets for your return later to...
Sir, you really need to get an explosion. You refuse to turn to England.
I'm sending a helicopter. Be ready in half an hour.
The end.
In the land of San Domingo lived a girl called Opa Jingo. From the fields and from the marshes came the young and old bagashes. They all spoke with a different lingo, but they all loved Opa Jingo. And every night they sang in the pale moonlight, oh, by gee, by gosh, by gum, by jub. Oh, Opa Jingo, won't you hear our love? We will build for you a hut. You will be our favorite nut. We'll have a lot of little bow by gollies, and we'll put them in the follies. By Jingo said, by gosh, by gee. By Jiminy, please don't bother me. So they all went away singing, oh, by gee, by gosh, by gum, by jub, by Jingo. By gee, you're the only girl for me. Oh, by Jingo, won't you hear our love? We will build for you a hut. You will be our favorite nut. We'll have a lot of little old by gollies, and we'll put them in the follies. By Jingo said, by gosh, by gee. By Jiminy, please don't bother me. So they all went away singing, oh, by gee, by gosh, by gum, by joe, by Jingo. By gee, you're the only girl for me.